When you think about it, the best things in the world are the seashore, frost on pumpkins, sunrise, sunsets, puppies, and Dirt Doctor Radio. So now here he is, the Encyclopedia of Dirt, Plants, and Insects, Howard Garrett.
Thank you very much, Logan, and welcome everybody. Welcome back to the show. Telephone number doesn't change. Always one number from anywhere in the world, and that is 866-444-3478. Let me tell you about an event that's coming up, and I'm delighted that we're getting events going again. It's the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, and I'll be there both days. I'll be speaking three different times, and let me give you a little bit of the details there. It'll be August the 13th through the 15th, so right around the corner, a couple of weeks, at the Will Rogers Memorial Center. And, you know, we'll be there with some of my art. You'll be able to see in person and answering questions and chatting and shaking hands and all that kind of thing. So come on by. The event will be terrific with builders, remodelers, contractors, experts of all kinds there. Outdoor living, kitchens and baths, latest trends in flooring, shops. For appliances and granite and more, you can shop for those things. Learn about home organization and energy solutions, and see me, the Dirt Doctor. I will be speaking noon to 1 on the 14th, 3 o'clock on the 14th. The first talk will be on the basic program, and the second talk will be on insect and disease control, my pest control talk. That I've done all over the country, and I keep amending and improving it for you. And then Sunday the 15th will be on the fabulous trees, how to plant and manage trees, and show you some of the fabulous trees that I've been involved with around the country and around the world. Admission is pretty reasonable. It's free, so put it on your calendar. It's August 13th through the 15th, Will Rogers Memorial Center. More info at fortworthhomeshow.com. It's fortworthhomeshow.com. All righty, and we need to get caught up on calls. Sorry everybody's having to hold so long. Christopher Hagerstown, Maryland, next up. Hello, Christopher.
Morning.
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
Excellent. Listen, I called in last week to ask you about the pros and cons of the catalpa tree.
Mm-hmm.
But what I actually meant was the mimosa tree. I just got them confused in my head there. So I'm calling back.
Well, I'm glad you did. And it's really an interesting coincidence because, you know what, I told you my favorite climbing tree was the catalpa in Pittsburgh, Texas, when I was a kid. You know what the second one was? Mimosa.
I'm going to guess it's the mimosa.
And it's the same reason, to a degree. The mimosa has an even smoother bark than the catalpa tree. And I like mimosas. I don't recommend them that highly as far as designing them into landscapes that I design and things like that, because they tend to not have a long life. But on the other hand, they're beautiful. The flowers, the pink flowers, are just gorgeous. There is one on the market now that's even tougher as far as longer lasting, and it has bronzy red foliage that's really, really distinctive. And you can find it in the garden centers probably these days a little easier than the regular mimosa.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
But what's that version called?
Oh, it's called a chocolate mimosa or something like that.
Uh-huh.
It may be on the market under a couple of different names, but if you do an online search for it, just look for dark-leaved mimosa trees, and you'll probably get several to come up. So take a look at that, and the combination of the two would be pretty because they would complement each other. I think that would be fine. Just don't think that either one of those would last as long as an oak or a maple or an ash or something like that. One of the things about mimosa that I noticed when I was a little kid, even, and of course it's true anytime, when you stand under a mimosa during the summer, you can literally feel it dripping moisture on you. And what that means is that it's transpiring a tremendous amount, and it's also having to pull, as a result of that, having to pull up a tremendous amount of water from the soil. So the moral of that story is you have to water them quite a bit for them to be healthy. They really need a lot of moisture.
I see, yeah. All right. Well, and just an observation, since I've started listening to your show, I've been looking at trees more with a discerning eye.
Oh, good.
And around the neighborhood on my walks and around town. And my golly, I can't tell you, 99% of these trees have mulch piled 2 feet up the trunk.
It's the most common problem out there. It's why I talk about it so often. I don't know if you heard me or not, but I was on a golf trip this week up in Toledo, Ohio, and played the Inverness golf course there. And even the trees there in Toledo, I was driving around looking at them, just all of them had too much piled on the base, just like here in Dallas, except for the great big walnut tree that I told everybody about. It had a beautiful big flare. And by the way, Maggie told me she's put it on Facebook now, the pictures of it, and it's also in our library entry under walnut or black walnut. It is just a fantastic tree. And the big trees that you see, that's one of the parts of my fabulous tree talk. I explain to people that whenever you see a big, beautiful, fantastic tree anywhere in the world, it's going to have a dramatically exposed flare. The ones that are coming out of the ground straight like a telephone pole, they might live, but they're not going to do that well. In fact, another tree that I saw on the trip I need to get Maggie to put on both things for us is a big ginkgo that was right at the front door of this place we stayed, and it didn't hold a candle to my ginkgo in my backyard. And I'll bet you anything, it's quite a bit older than mine. And the reason is, if you look at the base, like you just said, it had the volcano on the base, and the trees coming out of the volcano of mulch like a telephone pole. So the most important thing you can do for a tree is to eliminate that condition. It's a common thing. The worst city in the country to do that is Houston, Texas. They do it more than anybody. How it got started, I don't know, but it's a bad, bad thing to do.
Yeah, yeah. It's like every commercial planting around here, hotels, median strips, sidewalks, everything. It's all got that scorched, earth around it, and it's all just filled with mulch.
Well, tell everybody about the show here and about DirtDoctor.com and that's a bad idea, those volcano mulch things. Or the worst thing, one of the worst things you can do to a tree, and if they take it all off and then even depress it some so that the flare is dramatically exposed, their trees will do a whole lot better and live a whole lot longer.
Well, I'm spreading the gospel to the few people I know that can take a little advice.
There you go. Okay.
A lot of people get real defensive about their yards.
I appreciate the help.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like me giving advice on golf course management. That doesn't go over really well either, which is too bad because I can save people a lot of money and have the conditions as good or better than they were. Let's see where we're going here. Mark in Krugerville. What's up, Mark? Oh, we talked. We already talked, didn't we? Sorry. Did you have something else?
I do. I just bought a new property, and I'm planning to plant a row of bald cypress trees. I'm wondering what time of year is the best time to plant those?
Tomorrow or today?
Okay. All right. And my final question is, I've heard you talk about using liquid molasses to speed up composting action. What's the formula?
For the actual compost pile itself,
Do I mix the molasses with water? And if so, how much?
Yeah, there's not a magical mixing rate. Just put a cup in a gallon of water and just pour it and drench it all over the compost pile and work it in. And if you do more, that's fine. It's just a time and money situation. You just put as much in as you feel like doing. Stir it into the pile. You'll see the temperature come up, the composting increase, and all that kind of thing. You can stay with me or just listen on the air when I come back, and I'll talk a little bit more about ball cypress and give you a little bit of better tips on what kind of ball cypress and all that to use. So whichever you want to do, if you want to stay or just listen on the radio. Howard Garrett, and I'll be back after this.
More than ever, it's important to have a healthy immune system. Vitamin C is helpful, but there's an even stronger antioxidant, glutathione. Maintaining optimum glutathione levels in the body is key in protection from bacteria and viruses. RegActive's essential ME3 stimulates glutathione production in your body, especially as we age and are more vulnerable to diseases. Be proactive about your immune health. Get essential ME3 now. Call 800-430-6180 or go online.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, and trees from planting to maturity. Azomite can also be added to animal feed for chickens, horses, and other livestock. Order Azomite by calling Mike at 301-219-7540 or by going to where2buy at azomite.com/results. That's 301-219-7540 or azomite.com/results.
Regret going solar? Are your bills more than promised? Is your solar company not responding to calls? Are you basically stuck in a bad solar deal? Well, if so, Solar Patrol can help you. They advocate for solar customers who have been wronged by solar companies. Get the results you expected. Let Solar Patrol fix these bad situations and business practices. Solar Patrol will deliver results in 30 days or less in most cases. In the instance where the installer is nowhere to be found, Solar Patrol can repair or correct issues and hold the original installer responsible. Solar Patrol will resolve any solar issues, help you be more informed about purchasing solar, and provide other services that makes owning solar less of a headache. Protect yourself from solar scams by contacting them today. Call 469-552-7454 or go to solarpatrol.com. 469-552-7454 or solarpatrol.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Have you tried Medina's orange oil? It's all natural, biodegradable, extracted from orange peels, and has a variety of household and garden applications. Use Medina's orange oil as a soil drench or a plant wash, applying during the cooler parts of the day to prevent burning of the plant foliage. You can clean just about everything with Medina's orange oil, and it smells great. Orange oil lifts stains, and it's even helpful for removing heavy grease and cleaning paintbrushes. This all-natural product is also perfect for cleaning, protecting, and polishing hardwood floors and stained concrete, leaving a beautiful shine. Versions of Garrett Juice are also made by Medina and available in sizes from quarts to large totes. Visit online at medinaag.com to learn more about this family of organic lawn and garden products, 59 years young and still environmentally friendly. medinaag.com.
Available at most garden centers and home improvement stores.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Let's do a little class, quick class on bald cypress real fast, and we'll get back to the phones. Travis, hang on. You'll be next. Bald cypress, plain bald cypress, can be a little tricky. There are some people that don't recommend bald cypress, especially in alkaline soils, because they've seen them turn yellow in some cases, so they just kind of badmouth the plant across the board and say don't use it, which is not a good approach. What is the first step in understanding how to grow bald cypress is there's two seed sources of bald cypress. One is grown in nurseries that are neutral to alkaline soils, which and there's a lot of them out there. Other nurseries, like in Louisiana, the cypress are grown in acid, very low pH acid conditions. When you get a bald cypress from that seed source, you know, of growing and being used to the acid soils, they will have a little bit of a struggle in alkaline soils like we have in a lot of Texas and a lot of the Southwest has and so forth. But you can overcome it with the sick tree treatment. But to avoid it, you just talk to your – if you talk to a competent landscape contractor or a nursery or – a tree company that understands that difference, you can plant without any trouble, and the bald cypress will be green and healthy for you from the beginning, no matter what kind of soil you're in. They're very highly adaptable across the country if you understand that difference. The other thing is there are some other bald cypress. There are some ascending bald cypress. Pond cypress is what the common name is, and I used to design them into projects. There's a kind of a famous commercial project, real simple landscape design on Central Expressway in North Dallas that I designed that's all pond cypress. Some of them got knocked out when the road was expanded, but it still looks pretty good. I used to be a big fan of them, but they're a little too slow growing for me. And I like the regular bald cypress that open up and become a wider tree more than the pond cypress. But even better than that, my favorite cypress is called Montezuma cypress. And for most of you listening, it can be grown. If you get too far north, you'd probably start running into some trouble. It comes from Mexico, but it's a native and very well adapted across the south. It's a bald cypress, but it's a bald cypress that grows almost twice as fast, and it's almost evergreen. In the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for example, it'll still be green sometimes when the other bald cypress have gone completely brown, reddish brown, and lost their foliage. it'll have leaves up into December. The only negative about that is that sometimes a late freeze that sticks on the tree can do some damage because the evergreen nature of the Montezuma cypress will hold the freeze and you'll get a little bit of limb breakage. But it's a gorgeous tree. In my fabulous tree slideshow, the most spectacular tree in the slideshow is a Montezuma cypress, and it's in Oaxaca, Mexico. I've got to meet it and chat with it a couple of times, and it's about 3,000 years old. No kidding. It's unbelievable. And if you look at my fabulous tree slideshow, which is on dirtdoctor.com, which just is there for you free, rotates all the time, you can see all kinds of shots of it, aerial shots and shots walking under it and the whole deal. There's also one other tree that's not a bald cypress, but it has a very similar look and effect for a lot of you in the country, and it grows from Boston to Dallas, Texas, and a bunch of places in between, and it's called Dawn Redwood, and it's beautiful, very clean tree, and it's one that if you're looking for that bald cypress kind of a look, you might want to consider. All those things are covered in my tree book, and also in the class that we do, I talk about the trees and the selection of trees quite a bit, and you can also go to dirtdoctor.com and look any of those things up in the library. But the fabulous tree slideshow is a good place for you to start because it shows planting techniques, management techniques, the sick tree treatment ideas, and then it goes into those specific trees that I've been around all over the country. And the world in some cases. I've been involved with a lot of them, and some of them I've just, like the Montezuma cypress, I've just met. The arborist on that tree was a British arborist about 50 years ago who saved the tree. There used to be a road running under the edge of it, and people were able to park and party and picnic and everything under the tree, and it was taking it down. It was going down. He got them to put in an underground aeration system, move the road out from under the tree, put a fence around the tree out at pretty much the drip line, and mulch the area, and it's just doing fabulous these days. That's why it's the lead story in my fabulous tree slideshow. But it is a tree that you can use yourself, and that's why I like to cover it. Here is Travis in Merkel. Where is Merkel, Travis?
Just east or west of Abilene.
West Abilene. Okay. Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I'm on my second year on our garden. I've been growing some black diamond watermelons this year. Several of them are up to probably 15, close to 20 pounds, but I've noticed the tops are starting to turn kind of more of a yellowish color. I don't know if it's from the sun or.
Could be a little bit of sunburn. It sure could because of this crazy weather, you know, being cool and then getting so hot. Sometimes you can put a little shade protection for the west sun, you know, a branch out of a tree or some bamboo or something, so you get a little bit of shading, and that'll help with that.
Okay. Wonderful. That's what I was wanting to know.
That's all you need. I think that'll take care of it.
What about carpenter?
Let me put you on hold, and I'll help you when I come back, okay? Howard Garrett, back after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Regret going solar? Are your bills more than promised? Is your solar company not responding to calls? Are you basically stuck in a bad solar deal? Well, if so, Solar Patrol can help you. They advocate for solar customers who have been wronged by solar companies. Get the results you expected. Let Solar Patrol fix these bad situations and business practices. Solar Patrol will deliver results in 30 days or less in most cases. In the instance where the installer is nowhere to be found, Solar Patrol can repair or correct issues and hold the original installer responsible. Solar Patrol will resolve any solar issues, help you be more informed about purchasing solar, and provide other services that makes owning solar less of a headache. Protect yourself from solar scams by contacting them today. Call 469-552-7454 or go to solarpatrol.com. 469-552-7454 or solarpatrol.com.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotic skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard back with you, and Travis is with us. We want to talk about ants, I think. But, Travis, let me tell you one more thing quickly about the shading the watermelon idea. One of the things that Bob Webster has been playing around with in his garden down in San Antonio, my buddy down there, is using actual shade cloth on things like peppers and even tomatoes. And he's setting them up. I think he's been experimenting with different kinds of positioning on them, whether you put the shade cloth over the plants or you put it over the plants kind of toward the west so it blocks as a, you know, get into the afternoon is when it still gives the plants morning sunlight, direct sunlight, and in the afternoon it starts throwing a little bit of shade from the shade cloth on the plants. And he said it's really been impressive so far. You can do it with just cutting branches out of a tree and sticking them in the ground and having the foliage, you know, that's left on there even after it turns brown, shade from the west as well. So one or both of those techniques you might try and see how it works for you. Did you have another question for me?
Carpenter ants.
Mm-hmm.
I have several dens of them. I mean, I know they're good, but I mean, sometimes they move into the backyard, which I've got grandchildren that run around and stuff like that. Is there any natural way to deter them, to keep them from moving in that way? Or?
Well, now you may be talking about harvester ants, the big red ants that make the big bear mound.
Yeah. I was wrong. Harvester is what I meant to say.
Harvester ants are beneficial. They're very beneficial. They help soil health and biodiversity and all kind of things. The way to get them to move away from problem areas that works pretty well a couple of things you can do. One, throw some coffee grounds on them, like we were talking with a caller earlier about keeping wild life out of the compost, the fresh vegetables in the compost pile. You can also just put mulch, shredded native tree trimmings, coarse mulch, all over that entire bare area that the harvesters create, and it just irritates them, and they move the entry to someplace else.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah,
I got 15 of them around here.
Yeah, they can be a nuisance, even though they're beneficial. So give both of those ideas a try and see which way works best for you.
Okay, I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Travis.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go to Arkansas. Shalom Springs, Arkansas, and talk to Ted. Hey, Ted.
Hey, Howard. I got a question about some I couldn't find any black-eyed pea seeds up here this year.
Really?
So I went to the grocery store. And I went to the grocery store, and I bought a bag of dried black-eyed peas. I thought I would try them to see if they'd work. I got the most beautiful vines you've ever seen, but I don't have any blooms.
Interesting.
Did the drying process take out the blooming or whatever?
I wouldn't think so at all, Ted. That's an interesting deal. Let's try this. Try spraying them with some Garrett juice and drenching the base. If they're still growing luxuriantly, a lot of times you can have too much growth and the energy's not going into producing flowers and fruit. So try to maybe make your watering a little more dry, wet, pulsing, and try some Garrett juice to help set some buds and see if we can't get something something going.
Yeah. I like I said, I've got the vines are probably 2.5-3 foot tall. And they just keep growing up. But like I said, I hadn't seen a bud or bloom one on it.
Well,
and it's like a 40, it's a two rows 40 foot long. And it's just, they're nice and pretty, but
next time you just need to buy some seed from Baker's Seed or from one of the online catalogs or something, they'll always have plenty of those. But if they're growing and producing plants, that, they shouldn't have been damaged by any kind of chemical used on them, or anything like that. That would prevent, if it prevent anything, it would prevent germination in the first place. It wouldn't just prevent the flowers. Yeah. So try some Garrett juice. Try pulsing your watering a little bit and see if that doesn't help.
All right. I'll try that tomorrow. I'll get them. It's raining up here right now, so we'll drench them tomorrow.
Okay. Let me know how it works for you.
All right. I appreciate it, man. Thanks.
Talk to you later. Let me tell you about a couple of things. One is if you're tired of poor health and you're thinking about operating or you're taking more medicine than you'd like to, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system. Let nature help you along, in other words, just as I did. Simple, safe, effective, and affordable. Infinity Cells exceed industry standards and just work beautifully. It's something I recommend. To get a free interview and see if it fits your program or your problem that you're having, give them a call and set up a meeting. It's 800-341-2650, or go to their website, which is achievevitalitycenters.com/dirtdoctor. Now, if you're interested in more information about this natural approach, the natural organic approach, the website's where to start, dirtdoctor.com. It's spelled D-I-R-T-D-O-C-T-O-R, dirtdoctor.com. On that homepage, you'll find the connections to all the other things that can help you. You can find a connection to the organic retail stores and the landscape contractors. See the button about speaking engagements. It'll take you to the appearances that I'll be making and also tell you how to contact us and set up a consultation, on-site consultation or a speaking engagement or something like that. Remember that one of the next ones we have coming up is the Fort Worth Home and Garden Show, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and I'll be speaking three times over there at that event. Also, you can join the Organic Club of America. There is a little bit of a cost for that. It's not a whole lot, and you get a bunch of benefits, seed from my garden or Bob Webster's garden that we give, and then other things that come along as benefits there. If you don't want to pay anything, the free newsletter is the way to go. You just sign up for our newsletter, and you get it on a regular basis, or almost on a regular basis. Every now and then there's a hiccup of some kind, but usually it's on a weekly basis that the newsletter comes out, no charge. If you're interested in my natural organic art and you're interested in helping support the work of the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, click on the red button at the top of the page of dirtdoctor.com, and it'll take you to the catalog of my art, the information and description and everything you need to know about my books, and also the online courses. We have two now. One is the 15-chapter original long course that we did that gets you certified by TORC, and you can use the seal and the information that you've taken the course and been approved in your marketing material if you're in any kind of a related business. And then the short course is the sick tree treatment. It shows us doing the sick tree treatment in detail on one of my trees, a live oak at my house. And it starts with showing you how to identify the problem, what the symptoms are to look for, and how that tells you what the deal is, that there's some stress in the tree. And then the removal of the stress from the tree and to get the canopy to fill back out and the dead tip growth to stop and parasites like galls and mistletoe to stop being a problem and all of that, sapsuckers poking holes in the trunks or limbs of your tree. The sick tree treatment is what does that, and we go through in detail about how to do it from start to finish. And it's all right there for you at the on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com under the red button right at the top. Okay, and there's a lot of other stuff on there, too. The website's pretty deep. It's pretty deep with information. And if you look for something that's not there or not in good enough detail for you, let us know, because we're continuing to add stuff and edit the website. And Mary is calling from Salem, Oregon, and you're next up. Hi, Mary.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm at my mom's, and she has this big, you know, when we were kids, we had all these Arbor Day trees, and so we planted them all in the backyard, and they're huge. And the one is a redwood tree, and what's happening is, you know, you have the green leaves or whatever you call the foliage, and on the inside, it's turning brown. The leaves, or whatever you call them, on the inside of the tree closest to the stem are turning brown. And we've had a couple people out here, and one person said maybe Colorado beetle or something like that, and one of them said it was the heat. So we're not really sure what to go with, and not sure if this tree has to come out, and we hope not.
Do you know if it's a real redwood or sequoia, or if it's a dawn redwood? Do you know the difference?
It's a sequoia.
Okay, well, it's adapted, you know, to Oregon and your area, so it should be okay. Let's do a version of the sick tree treatment, and I think what you need to do as the first step is to make sure, even though it's a little tree, that the flare is exposed. It's not buried too deep in the ground, in other words, and we want to drench, in your case, the soil in the root zone and the entire tree itself with the Garrett juice mixture. And you can buy a commercial product and have it sent to you if the nurseries don't have it, but you can also make it. The formula to make it is on my website, dirtdoctor.com. Mm-hmm. It's on the homepage under the word guides. Guides is a button that takes you over to all the programs and the formulas that I recommend, and the Garrett juice and the sick tree treatment and the tree trunk goop and all of that stuff is right there. But you want to use the Garrett juice mixture as a drench and a foliar application for your little trees.
Okay, great. Yeah, it's about, well, it's I'm telling you my age, but it's about 40 years old. So, yeah.
Oh, well, how big is the trunk? How wide is the trunk diameter?
It's, gosh, I couldn't, I'm not that great at measurements.
That's okay. It's bigger than I thought. And all I was going to say is that doing the entire sick tree treatment, which starts by removing the soil from the base, from the flare, is what you need to do, and you'll get your tree back in good shape and no problem at all.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay. Appreciate the call. All right, let's do our final break here. Nick, you'll be up when I come back. If you want to jump in, might be able to get one more caller besides Nick in here. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The number for you, and you can save this for next week or call us during the week for an appointment if you want to, at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Tired of pain and poor health? Well, before you operate or medicate, regenerate with Infinity Stem Cells to activate your body's internal repair system, just as I did. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. Regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine, personal health, and longevity. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to DirtDoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's DirtDoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here for Crazy Water. Crazy Water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy Water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes for taste, health, and body balance. Go to drinkcrazywater.com to find nearby stores across Texas. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy Water has been helping people feel better since 1881. It's so good, it's crazy.
Nature's Creation provides the home gardener, landscaper, and farmer with products for fertilization, soil improvement, insect control, disease control, and weed control. Ask for Nature's Creation diatomaceous earth, ready to use natural pest control. Insects come in contact or ingest this powder and die. Kills fleas, ants, crickets, earwigs, centipedes, bedbugs, and more. Ask for Nature's Creation products in independent garden centers and hardware stores. To learn more, go to naturescreation.co.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the organic manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the organic manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to dirtdoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And if your bills, your electric bills, are more expensive than you thought after getting a solar system, if you regret going solar, if your solar company is not responding to your calls, I got a good tip for you. Contact Solar Patrol. They advocate for solar customers who have been wronged by solar companies. And unfortunately, it's a fairly common thing out there. Give them a call. They can take care of things for you, whatever the situation is. Call them at 469-552-7454 or go to solarpatrol.com. 469-552-7454 or solarpatrol.com. All righty, it is Nick, as promised, in California's turn. Let's see what's up. Hey, Nick.
Hey, good morning, Howard. Quick question for you. It's about the my baby just woke up, so we got to make it real quick. Quick question about the cornmeal that I'm going to add to the to my soil mix. You know, I've already got some green sand, and I did some diatomaceous earth to it to get those rock particles. And but I need to get some. I was going to try to get some dry molasses and some of that cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
The dry molasses that I found out here was they're selling it in like a cube. I can't seem to find it in a pellet form. Back in Illinois, they had it where you could get it in like a 40-pound bag.
Right. Yeah, that's what we normally use. Mm-hmm.
That was what I was looking for. But about out here, they're trying to sell it to like in a cube. And
you know,
I
like a lick or like cattle or something.
Yeah.
Well, you could use that. What you're going to have to do is one of two things: put it in a 5-gallon bucket of water and just leave it there for several hours and let it dissolve in water, and
okay,
then pour it on and use it that way. Or you can put it on the driveway and put a board or piece of plywood over it and drive over it with your car a few times and crush it. It'd probably be easier
okay
to just soak it in water, but either way will work.
Because Because I wanted to make, I wanted to add that to the soil mixture. But the other, or else the other thought was possibly trying to find the cornmeal. And is it the same cornmeal that, like, if I go into the grocery store, it's the cornmeal at the, you know, the small packages and the
any cornmeal will
next to the flour.
Yeah, any cornmeal will work, but the stuff in the grocery store is just going to be a whole lot more expensive. And the cornmeal that's sold in regular grocery stores, not the health type grocery stores, but the regular cornmeal on the market is nothing but the starchy endosperm from the inside of the corn kernel. So if you do buy from a grocery store, buy what, you know, says on the label, whole ground cornmeal, because we want the germ and the bran, that outside edge of the corn kernel, in the mixture. The stuff at the feed stores and the farm stores and the garden centers, if they have it, will be that. And if they don't have it in the farm stores around your area, ask them for it. They can get it easy because it's part of animal feeds, and they certainly have access to it. But any kind of cornmeal will work.
There's plenty of cattle ranches around here and horse farms, believe it or not. So I'm sure we can find that. Okay, excellent.
Talk to the people that, you know, the co-ops and things like that, and somebody out there will be able to get you some whole ground cornmeal in big bags.
Okay, that's excellent. I was going to tack on to with the epidemic of the planted too deep trees. You know, I feel like some of it has been over the years. I think it's partially convenience from the land scrapers when they're putting in the tree, when they're pigging the trees, putting them in ground. They're not even planting them. They're just digging a hole, plopping them in, and they leave the ball and burlap all wrapped up there, and then just mound it right back up and walk away, dig a hole, put the next one in.
Unfortunately, that's exactly what's going on, and you bring up another point. Leaving the ball and leaving the burlap on the ball is bad, because the burlap below about 10 inches in the soil will not decay. There's not enough oxygen for it to decay. And if it's up on top of the ball, you got to loosen it and remove it for sure, because there'll be excess soil under the burlap on top of the ball, which is covering up the flare. So that's a good point that you bring up. That all needs to be removed if it's been installed incorrectly like that. And it's a common thing that it gets installed incorrectly.
All over.
Yep.
All over.
Nick,
thanks
for calling.
Thanks so much. Have a great day.
It's all over the whole world, actually, not just here in the United States, but all over the world I see this problem. And you know what's the most unfortunate thing is a lot of arborists, and some of them are competent, good arborists as far as doing everything else about the tree, as far as diagnosing problems and pruning properly, climbing properly, and all that, but they don't put the root flare exposure and the management of the soil around the base of the tree and even the organic program high enough on their list. It's just a few. It's growing. More and more arborists are getting into it and understanding it, because they, once they try it, they see how wonderfully it works, and you can solve any problem that the trees have with the organic approach. So keep the information going. If you run into an arborist or a landscape contractor out there that you think might be open to it, tell them about our website and to call us, and we'll help any way we can. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you as always. It was a bunch of really good calls, fast moving today, as it has been for several weeks now. I will see you next week. Until that time, enjoy those healthy gardens, and I'll see you then. We'll be right back.